接成死亡的果子，但我们既然捆在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，按着心灵的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。
Chapter 7:1. Do you not know, brothers and sisters? For I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law has authority over someone only as long as that person lives. For example, by law, a married woman is bound to her husband as long as he is alive. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law that binds her to him. So then, if she has sexual relations with another man while her husband is still alive, she is called adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is released from that law and is not an adulteress if she marries another man. So, my brothers and sisters, you also die to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. For when we were in the realms of the flesh, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in us, so that we bore fruit for death. But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code.
好，感谢主，我们低头祷告。 亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，我们赞美主你自己。在昨日早晨，你召聚我们一同来到你的面前，来操见你，来敬拜你，来领受从天上来的恩典和祝福。因为你是万王之王，你是万主之主，你借着基督将那永不朽坏的生命赐给了我们，让我们重新成为一个有灵的活人。我们向你献上感恩和赞美。 我们求主祝福以下正道的时间，圣灵来掌管今天的一个正道的这个时间，赐给我们一个安静受教的心，我们要继续领受主你自己的话语，让我们借着主你自己的话语的训诲，明白正道，持守正道，行出正道，在这个弯曲被谬的时代当中，成为黑暗中的亮光，无论在信主的和不信主的人当中，都能够发出基督的馨香之气，吸引人来归向主你自己。 让你的旨意在我们的生命当中被高举，谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。好，感谢主。这个，那我们今天的这个罗马书的经文呢，是来到了第七章的1到6节的经文。Yeah,
to this verse in Romans chapter 7:1-6.
那我们先要用一点点时间来了解一下保罗为什么在这里讲到了按着心灵的新样来服侍的背景。So
let's see the background why the Paul is saying we need to have the newness of the spirit to serve Lord.
那么从第六章到第七章的这个连接的逻辑是什么？
From chapter 6 to 7, what's the logical or background on this?
那否则我们不知道保罗写的思路就很难吃准。 吃透保罗在这里要表达的意思。
So if without understanding Paul's train of thought, it would be difficult to grasp the full meaning of this passage.
那我们要知道保罗从这个罗马书的第六章开始呢，他所教导的信息呢，是应该是如何行，就是要成圣。
So Paul, chapter 6, Paul teach about how believers should live after coming to faith. This is about sanctification.
那成圣呢，是基督徒生命当中成长的一个核心。它意味着呢，我们是被神呢从分别为圣啊分别出来了。So
sanctification is at the core of the Christian's growth in life. It means being set apart by God from the world, becoming His people.
那让我们成为神的子民，并且在圣灵的引导下面呢，我们脱离这个罪恶，活出圣洁的一个生命。And
we become His people, and under His guidance of the Holy Spirit, gradually being free from the sin to live a holy life.
那成圣呢，它是一个持续的一个过程，需要我们不断的依靠着圣灵。Sanctification
is an ongoing process that requires us to continually rely on the Holy Spirit.
那我们在生活当中，我们要学习聆听这个圣灵的声音，顺服他的引导，活出基督的生命，成为神的一个见证。In
our daily lives, we must learn to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, His guidance, and live out the life of the Christ and bear witness for God.
所以成圣它也是包括服事，因为我们知道在上一段的经文当中呢，保罗告诫这个罗马的基督徒，不要成为罪的一个奴仆，要成为神的一个奴仆。
So sanctification also including service because in the previous passage, Paul abolished that the Roman Christian do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desire.
那这个奴仆呢，就是服事的意思了。
So the slave means the with our service.
那基督徒信主以后的服事呢，从狭义来说就是在教会当中摆上中心的服事。
So in our ministry service, in the narrow sense, that means we serve in the church.
那从广义来说这个他所有的行事为人在教会当这个内外的生命的表现，都是来表现出服事基督。
In the broader sense, the all aspect of a life, bound inside and outside of the church.
那让人看见基督的生命。
So people can see the life of Christ.
那并且呢，目的是呢，将荣耀和颂赞归给神。
So with the goal of bring glory and the praise to the Lord.
而这个服事呢，保罗在这里讲的，就是说，不是在这个律法之下，乃是在恩典之下的。
So this service not under the law, but under the grace.
那所以说，这个是我们的经文已经放在这个屏幕上，是罗马书的六章十四节。
In the verse 6:14.
那所以这个刚刚读过的经文其实就是罗马书六章十四节经文的一个延续。
So that's the one, the passage we just read is the extension of the 6:14.
那就是强调一个重生得救的一个基督徒，他应该成为神的一个奴仆。
So it's emphasized that once you become in, have a faith of Christ, that you become the slave of Christ.
他成为神的奴仆呢，就是强调基督徒要这个服侍神。
So that means Christians should serve the Lord.
所以服侍神也是成圣的内容重要的内容之一。
So service is also a essential part of sanctification.
那这也是生命当中成长的必要走过的路。
It is a necessary path in the growth of a Christian life.
那基督徒的一个服侍呢，是伴随着生命的成熟是服侍呢是越服侍越成圣的。
As believers mature, their service become more sanctified.
那么这个侍奉呢，是靠着什么侍奉呢
？And the more they serve, the more sanctified they become. So, what is the basis of this service?
那保罗在这段经文当中呢，要回答这个问题。
So Paul answered this question in this passage.
哦，那从前呢，这个有一个小男孩，他非常喜欢放风筝。
There was a little boy who loved to fly in kites.
那有一天呢，他拿着这个漂亮的风筝呢，是跑到田野上，风筝呢也是放得非常高。
So one day he took a beautiful kite to a field and let it soar higher into the sky.
那小孩子呢也是非常高兴的。
The boy was thrilled.
可是呢，这个风筝呢，有一天呢，它突然断了线了。
But one day the kite string snapped.
那风筝呢是越飘越远。
And the kite drifted away.
那最后呢是挂在一棵树大树上面。
So eventually stuck in a tree.
那小男孩呢也是非常伤心的。
The boy was heartbroken.
他这个再也没有办法去控制这个风筝了。
So he could no longer control the kite.
那这个几天以后呢，他又重新做了一个新的风筝。
Few days later, he made another one.
他这次聪明了，这次用一根非常结实的线，是抓住这个风筝。
So this time he used a very stronger, more stronger strength to the kite.
那风筝呢，再次上了天空。
The kite fly again.
那么这个小男孩呢，发现了。这个风筝呢，虽然飞得稳，但是呢，它总是被拉扯的，没有办法飞得更高。
So the little boy found out the kite flying high, but because of strain, he cannot fly too far away.
那他感到困惑，这个风筝到底是需要完全的自由呢，还是需要这个被线牢牢的牵引住呢
？So he was puzzled. Does the kite need completely freedom, or does it need to have the guidance of the string?
那么这个故事呢，是让我们思考一个重要的一个。真理。
So this is come to a very important point.
那基督徒真正的服事呢，是在律法的捆绑之下呢，还是在圣灵的引导之下去服事
？So is a true Christian service about being bound by the law, or is it about being led by the Spirit?
那对于基督徒来说，那么这根线呢，就是圣灵的一个引导。
For Christian, the strength is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那么今天呢，我们要从这个罗马书七章的一到六节的经文当中来学习。
Today we're going to learn the passage from the Romans 7-1-6.
那如何在基督里得的真正的一个自由，按着心灵的样式、新样来服事
How to find the true freedom in Christ and service in the newness of the Spirit.
那服事呢，是和成圣呢，是有极大的一个联系的。
Service is closely connected to the sanctification.
因为成圣的过程，就是我们在服事当中，那个逐渐向这个基督的一个过程。
Because the process of sanctification is the process of becoming more like Christ through service.
那我们特别要关注的是如何的是靠着圣灵，而不是靠着这个律法底下来服事的。
So we must focus on how to serve by the Spirit, not under the law.
那今天的这个我们要分享这个三点信息。
So we have three topics to share today.
那么第一个呢是脱离旧约的律法的服事。
First one, serving free from the Old Testament law.
第二呢，是归于基督耶稣的服事。
Serving as belonging to Jesus Christ.
那么第三个呢，是按着圣灵的样式来服事。
Third, serving in the newness of the Spirit.
我们先来看这个第一点。
Let's see the first one.
那我们来看这个第七章的第一节的经文。
Chapter 7:1.
那保罗在这里说，这个我现在对于明白律法的人来说
Do you not know, brother and sister? For I am speaking to those who knew the law.
那么这个是指的对象呢，是那些在外邦信主的犹太人。
So those is the one that the Jewish people that were in Gentile church.
啊，因为当时在教会的这个有不少的是犹太基督徒。
So at that time, the many Jewish Christian was in a Gentile church.
他们有这个旧约的背景，他们知道，他们明白律法的。
They have the background of the Old Testament. They know about the law.
那么什么是明白律法的？
What does it mean to know the law?
那律法不是白纸黑字写在圣经当中的吗？
Isn't the law just simply black and white written in the Bible?
那保罗所讲的这个明白这个意思到底是什么意思？
So when Paul says knowing the law, what does it mean?
保罗要告诉这个犹太基督徒，很多犹太人好像是知道这个律法。
So Paul's telling that many Jewish people seems to know the law.
他们在生活当中呢，也是极力是遵守这个律法的。
And they strive to obey the law in their daily lives.
但是不是每一个人都明白律法的含义。
But not all of them truly understand its meaning.
那我们借着这个保罗在圣经当中的教导，我们应该知道，这个律法呢是叫人知罪，律法呢是指向基督的啊，因为人根本守不住律法。
So through Paul's teaching in Scripture, we should understand that the law makes us aware of sin, and the law points us to Jesus.Because no one can fully keep the law.
那我们从这个经文当中，我们看到保罗是在否定人在成圣、在服事中受律法的一个捆绑。
So we see that Paul is rejecting the idea that believers are bound by the law in their sanctification and service.
但是保罗并没有否定律法，因为他在后面的这个经文告诉我们说，这个这样看来律法是圣洁的，这个诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
But however, Paul is not.Negating the law itself, as he later said in the passage. So then the law is holy and the commandment is holy.
那这是我们要知道的地方。
So we need to know that.
那我们读圣经的时候是我们不能离开上下文。那离开上下文的话就可能会做出片面的一个解释。
So when we read in the scripture, we must consider the context. Without the context, we risk a misinterpretation of the text.
因为我们知道这个马太福音五章十七节，耶稣也说过：“莫想我来要废掉这个律法和先知，我来不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全的。”
So additionally, Jesus said in the Matthew 5:17 verses, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
保罗在这个第一节的经文的意思就是，原来这个律法是在人活的时候才有用的。
So Paul points out the law only has actual authority over a person while they are still alive.
但是现在呢，你们已经是与基督同死同复活了。
But now through faith in Christ, believers have died and be raised with him.
那么一个旧的生命，这个旧生命是因信称义以后呢，就死了。
The old self has died and therefore.
那所以律法在这种情况下就是没有这个约束。
Therefore, the law has no longer has binding power over.
那么就好像这个一个酒鬼他自己这个酒醉这个驾车撞死了。当警察赶到以后呢，这个警察这个整理完一切以后呢，对这个死人说：“我现在要给你开一张200块的罚单。”
So just like a illustration on someone doing a DUI. So when they are driving under the influence and they had an accident, when police come, please say, "Okay, here's your ticket."
那么请问这个罚单有没有意义呢？
But the person has already died, so does it mean the ticket means anything?
这个根本没有意义，因为人都死了，你罚单是开给谁呢？
So there's no meaning. The people has died in the accident, so there's no meaning for the red ticket.
保罗在这个第二、第三节的经文，他用一个婚姻的一个例子来说明他的观点。
So in the verse 2 and 3, Paul uses example as marriage.
好，我们来看这个第二节的经文。
So let's look at verse 2.
这是一个非常容易明白的这样一个比喻。
This is a very simple illustration.
那丈夫呢就好比这个律法，那女人呢就好比信徒。
So the law is represented by the husband, and the wife is represented as the believer.
那丈夫死了以后呢，这个婚姻的关系就结束了。
So the husband died, the marriage has dissolved.
所以女人若是要再嫁呢，就是不算这个是淫乱的。
So if a husband died, she marries again, it's not considered adulterous.
那保罗的这个意思就是，当人因信称义以后呢，就是脱离这个律法的一个。脱离律法在服事上的一个捆绑。
So Paul means, you know, once you become faith and you die to sin, that you're not no longer bound by the law.
他进入的这个基督的恩典当中了。
So it's into the God's grace.
那么这个犹太人他是如何被这个律法所捆绑的呢
？So how Jewish people is bound by the law?
那我们知道旧约呢，确实神给这个犹太人的这个律法。
So a law was a God giving to the Jewish people.
但是我们也要知道，这个当犹太人这个有了这个摩西律法以后呢，他们自己大大的发展这个律法了。
But we know after law give them the Ten Commandment, they have more other regulation add to it.
他们用自己的热心呢，大力的这个发展这个律法这个以外的这个条例，要人去遵守的。
So there are many rules and regulations for the required the Jewish people to obey.
那比如说这个安息日，这个犹太人他是规定，这个走路你不能超过2000走，大概是一公里的一个路程。
Like there's a rule saying in the Sabbath you cannot walk over 1 kilometer.
那如果是有一天你这个在安息日不小心多走几步路的话，那被公会的犹太法利赛人看到的话，会找你麻烦的。
So if you walk a few more steps other than the more than the 1 kilometer.If Pharisees saw you, you could be punished by death.
就会判定这个你违反这个律法是要被处死的。
So you are against the, their rules, so then you, the punishment could be death.
因为你违反了这个摩西的这个安息的这个律法。
Because you are against the law of the Sabbath.
这个我们也知道，这个安息日这个这个耶稣在这个安息日治病的时候，这个犹太人就是犹太公会人马上要杀他了。
So yeah, we see the passage in the Bible that one day Jesus has a did more than at the Sabbath than they are supposed to be, and the Pharisee come over and question him.
那所以这个原来的犹太人是在这种光景之下，这个服侍的，里面是充满了恐惧的。
So in the those time the people they're serving they with anxiety and fears.
是没有平安和喜乐的。
They have no peace and no joy.
那生怕我的服侍呢有一点点没有到位呢，就是被神定罪了。
So if I service with a little mistake, then I'll be condemned.
所以保罗的意思就是说，这个信徒已经信了耶稣以后呢，你不是活在律法之下，乃是活在恩典之下了。
So the Paul's message is that believers in Christ are no longer under the law, but under the grace.
那神知道我们不完美，神知道我们是一个蒙恩的罪人的。
So God knows we are imperfect, a sinner under God's grace.
神要你的服事呢，不是被任何律法所捆绑的。
But He calls us to serve, not bound by the law.
那曾经有一个牧者呢，他分享过这样一件事情。
Has a pastor shared a story?
那他有两个儿子。
He has two sons.
那他要求他要求的他孩子呢，是考试成绩呢是要尽量争取100分。
So he asked the sons to do their best to make sure the exam has a perfect score.
有一天呢，这个有一个孩子回家了。
So one day, one son came home.
他拿了一张考卷，畏畏缩缩，小心翼翼地走到他的面前。
So he came with a paper that carefully come to the father.
那么孩子战战兢兢把这个成绩单交给了父亲。
So he handed the paper to his father carefully.
那告诉这个父亲说，爸爸，我考了100分。你现在可以喜欢我了吗？
And let him know that Dad, I have got 100%. Will you love me more?
那么这个父亲呢，听到孩子的这个说话，这个爸爸，你可以喜欢我吗？他立刻鼻子一酸，眼泪都要流下来了。
So the father was heartbroken when he heard this.
那好像这个孩子要做了很完美啊，很有礼貌，学习拿了100分，才配得这个父亲的爱。
So it's like he need to get a perfect 100% score to get father's love.
那如果你是这个父，你是这个父亲的话，你会怎么想
？So what would you think if you are the father？
你会难过吗
？Would you heartbroken？
你会说这个这个孩子，你是我的孩子，我盼望你好，无论你怎么样，你都是我的孩子。
So you would say you are my son, no matter how what kind of score you get, you still my son. I love you.
那么这个牧者马上抱起这个孩子，他说：“孩子，爸爸永远喜欢你的，不是为了别的，只因为你就是我的孩子。
”So the father holds the son closely and hugs him, say.No matter what you do, I love you. You are my son.
以后呢，你只要努力就可以了。
So later on, as long as you do your best,
你不需要用100分来换取你爸爸的爱，因为你就是爸爸的孩子。
You do not need to get 100% to get favoritism of the father's love. You are my son, so you already have the love.
对，你的爸爸是永远喜欢你的，爱你的。
The father will always love you.
所以弟兄姐妹，你不需要用100分的考卷去换神的爱。
So the same to us that we do not need to perform 100% best to get God's love.
事实上是什么呢？圣经告诉我们，当我们还在做罪人的时候呢，基督已经为我们死了。
Because verse tells us when we were still in sin, Christ died for us.
当我们今天信主以后呢，我们的生命的确需要成长。
After we become a believer, we need to grow spiritually.
但是我们是在恩典中当中成长。
But we are happen under the grace.
我们每一个人都是不完美的。
We are all imperfect.
我们不是靠着咬紧牙关去过一个诚实的生活。
We do not call to grind our teeth and striving to get a performance 100%.
而是靠着基督的恩典。
Instead, we rely on the Christ's Holy Spirit.
用他的完美来补足我们的一个残缺的地方，来服侍这位又真又活的主人。
So we rely on Christ's perfection to cover our imperfection as we serve the living God.
我们是在恩典当中服侍。
So we serve under the grace.
我们在恩典中成圣。
Under the grace we sanctify.
我们在恩典中成长的。
We grow in the sanctification.
但是这个恩典并不是说我们这个是一切顺利。
But the grace doesn't mean that we're going to be smooth in the process.
恰恰相反，我们是在难处当中，在挑战当中，甚至在苦难当中，靠着恩典能够胜过这一切的。
In the contrast, we're doing this in the difficulty and even in the hardship time.That we can go through this under God's grace.
那我们来看第二点，归于基督耶稣的服事。
Second, serving as belonging to Jesus Christ.
我们来看这里第四节的经文。
Four to five.
保罗在这里强调，当一个人信主以后呢，是归向他以后呢，并且要结果子给神的。
So Paul emphasized that when the person come to the faith, they belong to him and they should actually bear fruit.
那么上一段经文呢，其实也保罗也是提到，这个成为神的一个奴仆以后呢，是要这个结出成圣的果子的。
So Paul also mentioned that once you become a slave to God, you have to lead the fruit by sanctification.
那我们知道这个结果子是一个很大的题目。
Bearing fruit is a big topic.
那我们上次这个也分享到圣灵的果子啊，有人这个结得救的果子，还有人做行善的果子。
So last time we have talked about the fruit of the Spirit.
那么这些果子呢，这个重要的信息呢，就是当一个人归向基督以后呢，他的生命呢和原来是不一样了。
So this means when the people come to Christ, and their life will definitely change.
那么这个不一样的反应呢，在这个价值观、在人生观和世界观都不一样了。
So this change is reflected in the value in the worldview and the purpose of life, the value different.
那么这个生命呢，是一个全新的生命，是一个结果子的生命。
So it is a new life that will bear fruits.
那我们记得这个约翰福音第四章那里。
We remember in the book John chapter 4.
那么有一个这个女人呢，在中午出来打水的女人呢，是这个撒玛利亚妇人。
A Samaritan woman that she come to draw the water in the noontime.
那么这个妇人她为什么要中午顶着烈日炎炎的这个太阳出来打水呢
？So why did she come at the well in the hottest day of the hottest time of the day？
因为她怕见人的面。
Because she was afraid to encounter with others。
她不想遇见人，是因为她现在和她在一起的这个男人不是她的丈夫。
She did not want to meet people because the man that she was currently with was not her husband。
那换句话说，像这样的一个人，如果活在律法之下，他永远没有不会有喜乐的。
So in other words, someone like her, living under the law, would never enjoy joy.
他是被捆绑的。
She was bound.
甚至而且要是要被石头打死的。
And could face the death by stoning.
那当他接受了耶稣基督以后，归向了耶稣以后，他的生命完全不是活在这个律法的一个控告底下的。
So, but when she accepts Jesus and her life has changed, she's not no longer bound by the law.
她的生命呢，是因为有了耶稣，她有了极大的一个改变。
So her life has dramatically changed.
她本来是出来打水的。
She was come to draw the water from the well.
那么结果圣经告诉我们，她这个放下打水的这个水罐子，往城里去了。
And Bible tells us she will put down the jar and went back to the village.
那圣经告诉我们，有好些人因着撒玛利亚的见证，信了耶稣。
And Bible tells us many people believe in Jesus because of her testimony.
我们不敢想象，一个本来活在律法之下被捆绑的人，一个是因为这个罪抬不起头的人。在基督里他放下了这个律法的捆绑。
So it's hard to imagine that someone who was once bound by the law, someone who was ashamed of her behavior because of the sin, but to find freedom in Christ and abolish the law.
因为在基督里，基督给她的在基督里的自由。
Because she was no longer by the law and she got free with the new life that she had with Jesus.
她得了这个生命，她就愿意放下自己去传这个福音了。
So the new life compelling her to put aside her own needs and as she shared the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个结果，这是生命。
So this is a fruitful life.
圣经并没有告诉我们这个耶稣命令她去传福音的。
So Bible did not tell us that Jesus commanded her to share the gospel.
她是自己愿意摆上的。
She did it willingly.
她的改变不是因为律法的原因。
Her transformation wasn't driven by the law.
那是生命的一个改变。
But by the life-changing power of Christ.
当一个人真正得了耶稣以后，他的生命改变，不是咬紧牙关，好像是要活出这样一个诚实的生命。
So when a person truly receives Christ, their transformation isn't about grinding their teeth to live a holy life.
而是因着主的恩典，他产生这个自然产生这个生命的一个流露。
It's about the nature outflow of God's grace in their lives.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有这样生命自然的流露呢？
So, do we have this kind of nature outflow in our lives?
我们有没有愿意为主结果子呢？
Are we willing to bear fruit for the Lord?
我们到底为主结了多少果子呢？
How much fruit have we bear for Him?
结果子并不是说你一定要这个带多少人信主。
Bearing fruit doesn't mean that you have to share so many gospel with so many people.
约翰福音四章三十六节这样告诉我们。
Book John chapter 4, 36 verse.
收割的人得工价，继续五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的怎么样一同快乐。
Even now the one who reaps draw a wages and harvest a crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together.
OK, 这里的重点是我们愿意去传福音。
The key here is our willingness to share the gospel.
我们不必这个有世俗的一个捆绑。
We should not be bound by the worldly concern.
就是我向这个人传福音，向那个人传福音，这个人可能不信呢，有人会嘲笑我的。
So maybe I will share gospel with this person. They don't believe, and maybe they will even mock me.
不是的，这里的关键是我愿意摆上，这是生命改变的果子。
The focus is our willingness. This is our fruit.
我们分享第三点，我们来看这个第六节经文。
Point three, serving in the newness of the Spirit.
我们看到保罗他否定了这个服事是靠着这个律法的捆绑以后呢，在第六节给出了他的答案。
So Paul has answered this question in the verse 6.
那么就是一个基督徒信主以后呢，是按着心灵的样式了服事。
So once a Christian service has come into faith, they have the newness.Of the Spirit in their life.
那保罗这里面特别是用新和旧来对比，来突出这个基督徒的服事呢，不是靠了原来的这个律法了。
So Paul contrasts the newness of the Spirit with the old way of the written code to emphasize that Christ's service is not based on the law, but on the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那是靠着这个圣灵。我们要注意这里中文和合本的翻译呢，在这里面说是心灵，其实它这个。翻译有些问题，其实原文是圣灵的意思。
So in the Chinese version, translate the spirit as heart, but in the original text, it refers to the Holy Spirit. So there's a little difference.
那所以保罗在这里面让我们看到，一个重生得救的基督徒，他不是依靠律法来服事，而是靠按着圣灵的带来服事的。
So therefore, Paul is showing us that a born again Christian does not serve by relying on the law, but by following the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道，这个耶稣的门徒在地上跟随耶稣服事的时候，圣经并没有强调这个耶稣这个是要门徒来靠着圣灵 来服事的。
So we should remember that when Jesus' disciples were serving on the earth, the Bible doesn't emphasize that they serve by the power of the Spirit.
耶稣的门徒什么时候是按着圣灵的带领去服事的呢
？So when did the disciples begin to serve under the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
是耶稣升天以后，圣灵降下来，充满在服事的这些门徒的生命当中了。
It was after Jesus ascended and the Holy Spirit descended to fulfill them.
那么他们服事的时候呢，有神的恩膏
empower their service with God's anointing.
那无论是后面这个哪一个世代的门徒，都不缺少神与我们同在的。
So therefore, in the every generation, believers are not lack of God's presence.
因为圣灵它也是神的位格，圣灵在圣经当中也被称为基督之灵。
So because the Holy Spirit is also a person of the Godhead, in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is also referenced to as the Spirit of Christ.
那罗马书的作者是保罗。
So Paul's author is Romans author is Paul.
那我们知道保罗在这个写这个任何书信的时候，你只要仔细去观察。你就会发觉这个保罗 所教导的内容它不是一个大道理摆在那里的。
So if you read Paul's letter, you will know that under his teaching, he does not emphasize his personal experience.
你会发觉这个保罗这很多的内容其实就是实实在在他个人的一个经历。他这个把自己的经历写出来的。
So he is also written through his personal relationship experience with God.
所以说他写出来的东西他有力量。
So when he wrote it there with power.
因为这是真实的真理。
That's his true experience.
保罗在这里强调圣灵在这个服事当中的一个能力。
So Paul has emphasized the power of the Holy Spirit in the service.
那我们要问圣灵是如何带领这个信徒来服事的。
So we need to know how the Holy Spirit guide us for service.
那么这个问题如果是我们要展开的话，我们恐怕今天是没有这个时间的。
If we need to have a deep discussion, we don't have enough time today.
那我们只是分享三方面的内容。
So we will share three points.
那我们这个曾经在这里是分享过，保罗他侍奉的能力呢是从三方面来的。
So Paul's ability to serve is come from three different areas.
那么其中有一个有一重要的之一呢，就是这个保罗说是基督的爱呢是激励他的。
So the first one is say the love of Christ compelled Paul.
那新约圣经常常使用这个激励这个词啊，在原文当中它是往往是使用在是受圣灵的感动。
So the in the verse the compel most of the time is representing the move by the Holy Spirit.
那所以保罗这样这个愿意为主摆上忠心的服事呢，不仅仅是因为这个基督的一个托付，更是因着借着圣灵的引导，他领受到基督的爱的。
So Paul's willingness to serve the Lord faithfully was not just because of Christ's commission, but also because he was led by the Holy Spirit to experience Christ's love.
那今天我们弟兄姐妹，我们领受到基督的爱了吗
？Today, have you experienced the love of Christ?
基督为你和我的罪被挂在十字架上的爱，这你体会到了吗
？Do we understand the love that led him to die on the cross for our sins?
我们的领受，我们体现在我们的服事当中吗
？Is this understanding reflect in our service?
若是我们真的是领受到基督的爱的时候，我们主日的敬拜怎么样？就不应该随随便便不来敬拜了。
If we truly understand Christ's love, we shouldn't casually skip the Sunday worship unless we are physically unable to come.
除非我们身体真的有难处。
Unless we are physically unable to attend.
否则我们连逐日敬拜都随随便便的话，这不是一个好的服事。
Otherwise, if we are treated Sunday worship lightly, it's not a good service or a good testimony.
这也没有什么好的见证。
It's not a good testimony.
很多人敬拜他是 来领受神的一个恩典的。
Many people come to worship to receive God's grace.
这一点没有问题。
But that's fine.
但是我们要知道主日早上的敬拜是这一周当中最重要的一件事情。
We must remember that the Sunday morning worship is the most important event of the week.
那我在原来的教会这个有几个这个从福建来的家庭。
In my previous church, there's a few family coming from Fujian.
他们这个是做餐馆老板的。
They are in the restaurant business.
他们主日的时候呢，是餐馆关门了。
In Sunday, they close their restaurant.
目的是要来教会来敬拜的。
So they can come to church to worship.
主日是餐馆最容易赚钱的时间。
But Sunday most of the time is the most profitable day for the restaurant.
但是他们愿意分别为圣来到教会当中来敬拜神。
They're willingly to separate that day, make it holy to come to worship the God on Sunday.
他们带着全家，甚至他们在店里打工的那些伙计一同来敬拜神。
So they not just bring their family, they also bring their employees come to church.
你一定关心他们是不是钱少赚了。
So we were asked, did that mean they are losing money?
弟兄姐妹，神知道我们日用的饮食所需要的。
God knows how much we need.
其中有一个弟兄告诉我。
There's one brother told me.
他们主日来敬拜确实是少赚了一笔钱。
So today when they come to church, of course their income has decreased.
但是他们计算过。
But they have calculated.
他们的收入并没有因为主日的敬拜而减少。常常是比原来还有更多的增加。
But overall, monthly income have not decreased, but have increased because of this.
所以一个基督徒在主日存着一个敬畏的心来敬拜神，他是最重要的服事之一。
So someday come to worship God, that's the most important ministry service that we have to do.
这是重要的一个见证。
That's a very important testimony.
如果一个基督徒连主日的敬拜都随随便便的话，那这个服事主就显得苍白无力的。
So if you, Sunday worship you coming casually or skip, that means your faith service is very weak.
换句话说，我们要借着圣灵好好来关照，来光照我们是如何敬畏神的。
So we need to check ourselves, examine ourselves how we serve the Lord.
这个我这如果要分享这样方面信息的，我个人有很多很多见证，这个今天没有时间的。
Personally, I have a lot of testimony about this, but today we don't have enough time.
在服事中寻求圣灵的一个引导，而不是被这个规条所捆绑。
So in our service, we are God by the grace, God's Holy Spirit. We are not bound by the law.
我们的服事是出于对神的爱和恩典，不是是甘心的。
Our service is coming from our love and gratitude, is willingly.
而不是出于义务的。
It's not our obligation.
那么第二个呢，我们是要分享的这个，在这个圣灵呢，是在我们生命当中做带领的工作的。
Secondly, the Holy Spirit leads us in our lives.
保罗的服事，他始终以顺服圣灵的引导为核心的。
So Paul's service was always centered on obeying the Holy Spirit's guidance.
那在《使徒行传》的第十六章六到十节的经文呢，他是告诉我们。
In the the book Acts, verse 16:6-10, this is what Paul said.
保罗呢，他原计划是在这个亚细亚来传道的。
Paul and Silas originally planned to preach in Asia.
但是圣经告诉我们，这个圣灵禁止他们以后呢，后来他夜间呢是看到了一个异象。
But Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit prevented them to go. At night time, Paul has a vision.
有一个马其顿人呢站着这个来求他过去帮忙。
A man from Macedonia come and pleading with Paul.
保罗呢，这个立刻顺服圣灵的一个引导。
Paul immediately obeyed the Holy Spirit's guidance.
他就去这个马其顿了。
And went to the Macedonia.
那么开始这个欧洲的福音的事工。
And started a ministry in Europe.
那我们这就是我们平时讲的这个马其顿的异象。
So this is what we normally call the Macedonian call.
这个异象也是圣灵的工作。
And it was the work of the Holy Spirit for this vision.
我们看到这个保罗在这个之前虽然是领受了要向外邦来传福音的一个托付。
Although Paul had already received the commission to preach to the Gentile,
但是保罗所走的每一步，我们看到都有圣灵的带领的。
Every step he took was guided by the Holy Spirit.
我们看见保罗在服事当中，他这个是圣灵的带领，他不是这个靠着个人的计划智慧来行事的。
We see that in his service, Paul was not rely on his own plan or wisdom, but on constantly listening to the Holy Spirit.
他是听圣灵的声音，并且毫不犹豫的这个服事的。
Listen to the Holy Spirit and obey without hesitation.
那今天我们这个服事教会的依据是什么
？Today, what is the basis of our service in the church?
有没有圣灵的带领呢
？Do we have the lead by the Holy Spirit?
还是我们自己决定我是要怎么样子服事呢
？Or are we deciding how to serve with our own wisdom?
如果我自己决定如何服事而没有圣灵的带领，那我们的服事不见得是讨神喜欢的。
So if we serve without the Holy Spirit guidance, we service may not pleasing to God.
很多的时候，我们看见这个基督徒做决定，他是根据着环境来决定我在哪里服事的。
Most of the time, Christians make decisions based on the circumstances.
那是一个错的方式。
As where to serve or worship, that's a mistake.
我们看见，如果这样这个做决定的话，那以色列人永远出不了这个埃及了。
We can see if the decision are made this way, then the Israelite will never leave the Egypt.
因为当神这个呼召摩西出来服事的时候，以色列在埃及是一个这个埃及人呐、啊，这个以色列在埃及，他是一个被欺压的一个地位上面的。
So when God called Moses to serve, the Israelites were opposite by the Egyptian.
是被人看不起的。
People looked down on them.
那我摩西自己也说，我是一个不会讲话的人，我怎么会这个可以带领以色列人出埃及呢
？So Moses himself already said, "I am slow of speech and tongue. How can I lead the Israelites out of Egypt?"
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要思想。
So we need to have this reflect.
我们所做的决定的依据是什么
？What's our basis on our decision?
特别是在哪里侍奉，在哪里敬拜，有没有圣灵的带领
？Especially where do we serve or where do we worship? Do we have? Are we led by the Holy Spirit?
那若是我们习惯于这个看着环境来侍奉的话，我们就不会去看神的带领了。
So if we are accustomed to serving based on our circumstances, then we will not see God's power at work.
以色列人目前还在埃及。
Then Israelites will still be in Egypt.
他们不可能出来的。
They will not leave that.
因为摩西看环境，他没有侍奉的一个理由的。
Because under that circumstances, Moses has, cannot handle the job.
因为我们认为我们自己的看法是对的。
Because we always think our view is correct.
如果是这样侍奉的话，就是我的意思比神的意思呢更重要。
If you do in this way, that means our place will be higher than the gods.
我们要记得这个扫罗在等待这个撒母耳这个献祭的时候呢。
So we must remember the story about King Saul when he do the sacrificial.
他因为看到这个非利士人的威胁和百姓这个恐慌性的离开了，他便擅自做了主张这个献祭了，他是违背了神的命令了。
So when he saw the Philistine has come, he panicked and so he against the rule of the sacrificial law.
他是凭着自己的眼界来环境来做决定了。
So he decided by his circumstances. He think it's correct.
结果怎么样？他失去了王位。
So what's the result? He lost his kingship.
所以基督徒的行事为人，他必定是要这个有神的一个圣灵的带领。若是没有圣灵的带领，我们自己的亏损是大的。
So the Christian has to be led by the Holy Spirit to serve. Otherwise, you will have great loss.
第三个呢，我们要分享圣灵是引导突破性的一个服事的。
Third, the breakthrough service led by the Holy Spirit.
这个在使徒行传当中第十章那里。
In Acts chapter 10.
那彼得经历了一个很重要的转折点。
Paul experienced a significant turning point.
他原本是严格遵守这个犹太律法的，不与外邦人交往的。
Peter experienced a significant turning point.He had strictly kept the Jewish law.
这个然而呢，圣灵呢，这个通过异象来向他启示，神不偏待人的。
And he had avoided associated with the Gentile. However, the Holy Spirit revealed to him through a vision.
那这个外邦人也可以得救。
And the Gentile can also be saved.
那随后呢，这个彼得呢，他就顺服圣灵的引导，前往哥尼流家里面去传福音了。
So Peter obeyed the Holy Spirit guidance and went to a Cornelius' house to preach the gospel.
那么结果呢？哥尼流一家呢，他们都信主并且受洗了。
So Cornelius and his whole family household believed and received the Holy Spirit.
那么这里呢，是让我们看见，当人顺服圣灵的引导以后呢，人会经历属灵的突破。
So this passage shows us that when we obey the Holy Spirit guidance, we experience a spiritual breakthroughs.
因为犹太人不愿意与外邦人交往，他是根深蒂固的。
For the Jew, avoiding associate with Gentile was deeply ingrained in their law.
彼得因着圣灵的引导，他突破了律法的一个捆绑。
But Peter, led by the Holy Spirit, broke free from the contrast of the law.
他放下了犹太人传统的观念。
So he put down the Jewish accustomed tradition.
按着圣灵的新样来服事。
And serve in the newness of the spirit.
结果他的服事呢，带了很多这个外邦人的生命呢，使很多外邦人这个生命得救了。
So as a result, his service led to the salvation of many Gentiles.
那所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们的服事靠什么来服事的？
So today, what are we relying on in our service?
虽然我们不是犹太人，我们没有律法的一个，我们没有律法的捆绑。
We're not bound by the law.
但是若是我们的服事是受世界的影响，人理性的一个约束，那我们就不可能有好的一个美好的一个结果了。
So if our service is influenced by the world or constrained by the human reasoning, then it will not bear good fruit.
那若是我们的这个服事呢，是跟从圣灵的引导，我们的服事呢是必定讨神喜悦的。
But if we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our service will surely pleasing to God.
因为这个是从神来的带领。
Because it is led by Him.
你的服事必定会有很多的一个突破。
Then your service will be a lot of breakthrough.
神的名也必定在你和我当中的服事当中呢被高举。
And God's name will be exalted with glory.
我们基督祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，我们感谢你将这段经文摆在了我们的面前。谢谢主，真的是你借着这个经文，让我们看到我们的服事不是在律法的捆绑之下，乃是在恩典当中有圣灵的引导和能力。求主帮助我们常常借着灵修，借着团契，借着主日的信息，给我们在服事当中有一个清晰的一个带领，并且让我们不消灭圣灵的感动，照着主你量给我们的境这个境界，按照你的心意来服侍你，来服侍教会的弟兄姐妹，并且向众人为你做那美好的见证，让人愿意来归向主你自己，使你的心意得满足。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。